this initiative is actually under Mpichana Initiative, which is sort of like our donation drive. What we do with this, we've actually dubbed it One Girl, One Bike, meaning we aim to see communities or society where young girls are forced or required to work long distance to school are able to get a bicycle as a means to reach school quickly. So we have just started this project in Dodoma, the capital city of Tanzania, where we have distributed bicycle to girls there of form one and form two, because we believe through that we'll actually enhance their capacity to study well, concentrate in studies, but also increase their performance at school. So it's something that we wish to continue doing in other schools, depending on resources.
What challenges have you faced thus far in terms of resources?
The obvious one, the demand is actually very huge. We have so many communities in our country where young girls are forced to walk long distance. So Msichana Initiative, as we are a small organization, of course, we have a challenge of resources to actually cover or be able to donate to all the communities. So one of the biggest challenges has been, you know, so many people want and would like for us to go in their communities and donate bicycle because of the pressing issue that they have. But, you know, because we don't have so much resources, we actually fail to do that. And I think maybe using this program as well, maybe I can actually give just like a call for anyone or a good willing person who feels like they would like to contribute or sponsor a girl. You know, there is a demand and an opportunity to do so. You might actually have $50 and think it's, you know, a little, but $50 can be a lifesaver for a girl here. And, you know, just look for us and donate. I think we'll be more than happy to receive your donations. Although we really acknowledge the support that we've been receiving from the government and the communities that have been receiving the donation, but still, I think the perception of the communities around here is of, you know, if you are donating something, then, you know, you are responsible 100%. And we were hoping to actually meet these communities, you know, halfway. You know, we give them bicycle maybe in pumps and everything, then they'll be able to help maintain maybe the bicycle and everything because they're under the guidance of school. But we had challenges at the beginning because they were expecting that somehow we should be responsible 100%. And I think that's something that we continuously need to raise awareness and try to change mindset, especially for the communities that we're expecting to work with.
And what age groups are you targeting?
We targeted the girls in secondary school because the dropouts are higher there. But even in the secondary school, we are targeting form one and form two because we believe they have much longer time at school compared to form three and form four. So we believe if we give them a bicycle, they will be able to benefit and even monitor, you know, their performance and improve their participation in different school activities because of the bicycle that we're giving them.
And long term, what are you wishing to accomplish?
Well, in the long term, we hope that every young girl will be able to be safe and feel safe. But we also hope that Msichana Initiative will be sort of like complementing the ongoing government efforts through the Tanzania Educational Authority of building hostels in the schools where they're supposed to walk long distance. So hostel is one of the solutions. So we hope we'll be complementing the ongoing initiative, which is still not in so many regions.